Hi, boys and girls. This is Ms. Kathy. I'm so happy you've joined me today for another story just for you. Thunderstorm.
But Mother, do I have to go?
Dee Dee Adams couldn't think of anything more boring than a safety and first aid class. And to have it on Tuesday night, right in the middle of her favorite TV show, was even worse. I think it would be good for all of us to learn more about being safe, Mrs. Adams said. It never hurts to be prepared. I agree, Dee Dee's father said. We'll all go. You never know, Dee Dee. You might learn something that will save your life someday, or someone else's. At the shoebox that week, the lesson was about the Israelites leaving Egypt. They didn't understand everything about the Passover angel and feast, Mrs. Shue said. They didn't understand God's plans, but they chose to obey Moses and God saved them. What's so hard about obeying without knowing why? Dee Dee thought. They should have known that God only wanted what was best for them. At the end of the lesson, Dee Dee asked if anyone else was going to the safety class. No one was. Great, she mumbled. I'll be there all alone. Dee Dee grumbled all the way there Tuesday night. The class was just as boring as she thought. What do you do if your house is on fire? The teacher asked.
I don't know. Maybe get out? Dee Dee mumbled.
But she listened as the teacher talked about planning an escape ahead of time and staying near the floor to avoid smoke. She also learned how to help someone who was choking and what to do during storms. There, that wasn't so bad, was it? Her mother asked as they headed home. I guess not, Dee Dee answered. I just wish some of my friends had been there. Well, I have to go back to the church tomorrow afternoon for another meeting. Why don't you invite them to meet you there and play baseball? Great! Dee Dee got on the phone as soon as they got home. Everyone can come except Willie, she reported. His family is gone on vacation. The next afternoon, Dee Dee's mother parked their van next to the field and everyone piled out. I'll be in the church, she told Dee Dee. Everyone, be careful. I'll be on first, Jenny shouted. Dee Dee ran to her favorite spot, center field by the big oak tree. Hit one out here, she called as Sammy stepped up to the plate. Maria's first pitch flew over Sammy's head. Ball one, Sammy called as he scooped it up. Oops, I'm just getting warmed up, Maria explained. Her next pitch was right over the plate. Smack! Sammy blasted it toward Chris at shortstop. I've got it, Chris called. Get ready, Jenny. While they played, dark clouds were moving in from the north. No one paid attention to them or to the distant rumble of thunder. Then Maria swung at a high pitch from Jenny. Crack! Boom! What was that? Jenny shouted as she ducked down and put her glove on her head. Lightning, Sammy called, and it was close. Let's get out of here before it starts raining. But it was too late. Even as he spoke, big drops started spattering on the ground around him. Come on, Chris shouted from center field. Let's get under the big oak tree. The others headed that way, but something clicked in Dee Dee's brain. She stopped and held up her hand. Wait, that's the wrong thing to do. Never get under a tree in a thunderstorm. Lightning could hit the tree and you'd be killed. Everyone stopped and stared at her. The big drops started falling faster. Crack! Boom! Ah! Jenny screamed, then covered her mouth with her hand. We can't just stand here, Maria said, putting her hands on her head. What should we do? Dee Dee tried hard to remember. Get inside a house or building. They all looked at the church, but it seemed very far away. Dee Dee went on, if you're out in the open, crouch down. Everyone ducked and squatted down. Don't touch anything made of metal, Dee Dee added. Jenny screamed again and dropped the metal bat she was still holding. Dee Dee kept thinking. She knew her friends were depending on her. What can we do? Then she remembered, the van, come on, we can all get in Mother's car. She turned to run. Everyone, stay low. Wait a minute, Sammy shouted. The van is made of metal. Isn't it dangerous? It has. Just come on, I'll explain later. They all followed her as she led the way to the van. Crack, boom. Dee Dee yanked the side door open and jumped in. The others were right behind her. Just don't touch anything metal, she said, panting and wiping the rain out of her eyes. Crack. Boom! Boom! Are you sure this is safe? Jenny asked in a trembling voice. Dee Dee nodded. Do you remember that safety class I had to go to last week? Well, one of the things they taught us was what to do in a thunderstorm. Hey, Dee Dee, is that your mom over there by the church door? Sammy asked. He was peering through the windshield.
Dee Dee wiped the fog off her side and looked. That's her. She must be looking for us. Turn on the flashers, Sammy suggested. Then she'll know we're here. Dee Dee pulled the emergency flasher knob and the yellow lights flashed on and off. Her mother waved one hand and went back inside the church.
Why is this car safe?
Maria asked, almost shouting to be heard above the noise of the rain pounding on the roof.
It's made of metal.
The teacher said that lightning goes through things to the ground. It usually hits tall trees or towers, but if you're the highest thing around, it might hit you.
That's why we ducked down, Jenny figured.
A car's tires are made of rubber, Dee Dee answered, and electricity like lightning can't go through rubber. I don't understand exactly why, but even if lightning hits this van, it won't hurt us as long as we aren't touching metal. They sat quietly for a few minutes while the lightning flashed and the thunder rolled. Then the rain slowed down as the storm moved away.
It's a good thing you went to that class, Dee Dee, Jenny said.
Dee Dee nodded. I didn't understand why I needed to go to that safety class, but my parents did. I guess obeying without understanding is harder than I thought, but I'm sure glad I did it.
The story you have heard today is from the Shoebox Kids Bible Stories, written by Jerry D. Thomas and used with permission from the Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you're interested in any other books published by the Seventh-day Adventist Church, please visit AdventistBookCenter.com or call 1-800-765-6955.
This podcast is a production of the Carolina Conference of the Seventh-day Adventist Church.